And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Oben. And you heard Tom Coughlin talk about David Wilson's fumbleitis. Well, Roman, there is a correct way to carry the football.
Well, I think what Tom Coughlin was alluding to, and, you know, Giants fans and any level of football can understand this, that when you're running the ball, you hold high and tight. The point of the ball should be between your index and your middle finger. And upon contact, you cover the outside of the ball, especially when you're spinning around as athletic as David Wilson is. When teams are trying to strip, that won't happen. So that's proper way of handling the football.
Good stuff, Roman. It's time for our GEICO 15-second recap. And you can use 15 minutes to save 15% or more on your car insurance. Just visit geico.com. And the recap is actually the injury recap, which was only partial by Coach Coughlin. Prince Amukamara suffered a concussion against Dallas, and he will not practice today. We don't know the status of linebacker Dan Connor, who had a burner, nor of David Boss, the center, who's been out for a couple of weeks with a sprained knee. That gets you up to date on the injury report. Now, earlier yesterday, when Brandon Jacobs, the outstanding Giants running back of years past, came back for his second start with the Giants, John Schmelk had a chance to sit down with him.
How ready are you to contribute right away?
I'm ready to contribute right now. No, you got to play football to be in football shape, and I basically haven't played in a year, so, you know, it's not going, you know, it's like riding a bike. You know, you get out there and make a few cuts, to, you know, you get a few carries here, you know, here and there, and, you know, it's going to fall into place. You know, I've been doing this too long, and, you know, I know the offense. I mean, there's no reason to go play slow because I don't know. So I know everything I need to do. You know, nothing's changed. My role is going to be to win. You know, that's all we speak of around here now is just winning and getting it done, you know, each and every Sunday. You know, you're going to deal with a lot of adversity on the way. You know, whatever they need me to do, I'm here to do it. You know, whatever Gil Bryant need me to do, Gerald, Coach Coughlin, you know, whoever, I'm here to do it. You know, I'm here to come in and help as much as I can to bring W's.
Now, Brandon Jacobs is a 9-year pro, spent 7 years with the Giants, and quite frankly, he's got 56 rushing touchdowns, which is an all-time Giants record. If there's one thing we know he can do, Roman, that's pound the ball into the end zone.
Well, obviously at 6'4", you know, 260 pounds or whatever he weighed in at yesterday, he's very effective as that power-style runner. But I think fans need to understand the other reasons why Brandon Jacobs is here. Obviously, we look at these highlights, and, you know, since, you know, 2009 or so, his average went down slightly to about 3.5 yards a carry. But the reason Brandon Jacobs is here, a la Deion Grant, Antonio Pierce, you know, some of those intangibles, some of that leadership that's been missing in the locker room from the guys that had that lineage of some of the older Giants. So, again, Brandon Jacobs has an approach now, whatever it takes. He's been at home for a year. He's hungry. He wants to be in this community. He lives right down the road in a neighboring town in New Jersey. So he's happy to be back here and be back as most players don't get a chance to end the career the way they would like.
Now, I think a big part of why Jacobs is here is to make a good impression on David Wilson. He had the two fumbles against Dallas, had gone over 130 touches since the last opener against Dallas last year when he fumbled and wound up in Tom Coughlin's doghouse. I don't think that's an instance or a situation to be underestimated.
Well, Coach Coughlin said that David Wilson, he's a great talent. He's going to be needed to be relied upon. And you have to look at over the totality of his next, you know, 250 carries or so this season, you're going to have to expect David Wilson to hold the ball properly. He's going to make some big runs, and he's going to try to make Giants fans forget about these two fumbles against Dallas. What happened last year? Fumbled the ball against Dallas Cowboys, didn't fumble again the rest of the season. So you have to expect David Wilson to have that same approach for the rest of the season.
Okay, one thing you have to understand, folks, no matter who's running the ball, the Giants need better and more consistent play from their offensive line. I think, Roman, against Dallas, they were a bit spotty.
Yeah, and going back to last year, the Giants were amongst some of the least sacked quarterbacks in the National Football League. But the mistakes that were made that led to Eli Manning getting sacked were physical mistakes. And physical mistakes can be changed. You look at David Wilson missing a linebacker. There was another sack on the interior, you see going around Snead. So those are physical mistakes, but as long as you're not missing blitzes or coverages or there's any miscommunication, so those aren't problems that Giants fans can expect. But again, physical mistakes can be corrected.
All right, Roman, it's time for our weekly Twitter question, and it comes from the Giants man. And he wants to know, who do you think the third down back will be against the Broncos?
Well, I think you have to look at the combination of what they can do. Can it be Bear Pascoe blocking in coverage? Can it still be Darrell Scott, who had a good game? And you're still going to have to use David Wilson. So you can't recreate guys. I mean, the guys they kept on this roster are the guys they're going to have to go with. And you have to expect this card, so to speak, play out.
All right, the Giants were 6 of 11 on third down against the Cowboys. But up next, the Denver Broncos. We will dive into John Fox's crew when we come back after this. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. You know, Peyton Manning became only the sixth player in NFL history to throw for 7 touchdown passes in a game. He did that last weekend against the Ravens. And, oh, by the way, he also threw for over 400 yards, Roman.
Yeah, I mean, Peyton Manning, there's no mistake, Paul, as Giants fans and football fans know, why he's considered arguably the best quarterback to ever put on a uniform. But his ability to dissect defenses, his knowledge of the game, his ability to know exactly where guys are on those routes, and his accuracy all blend in together. And look, Peyton Manning is so competitive. He's like a rookie every year just trying to learn an offense, proving that he belongs in the National Football League. So that's just the cream of the crop as far as what makes him so good.
Now, everybody knows that Thomas is there and Decker is there. But then again, they added some guy named Wes Welker from the Patriots this year.
Yeah, you look at the graphics, you know, Atomics and Decker and what they were able to do. I mean, again, all those guys are probably going to have about 80 receptions this year. But you add Wes Welker, that's a great job just in the slot. I mean, all those intermediate passes, what made Wes Welker great when he was at New England, I mean, he's doing the same thing. He hasn't dropped off at all at 32 years old as a wide receiver in the National Football League. And you know, Paul, what that does, you get a guy like Julius Thomas, when all those guys are covered, the seams, the snags, you know, the shallow routes across the middle. I mean, that's going to enable a guy like Julius Thomas to be successful, a la Dallas Clark, Marcus Pollard, you know, Ken Dilger, the guys that Peyton Manning had in Indianapolis. Julius Thomas has really fit that same mold, and he had a big game last Thursday night. I mean, when you're that wide open, that means Wes Welker, Thomas, and all the other guys are doing their job. It enables a tight end to have that much security downfield.
Yeah, Thomas caught over 100 yards worth of balls plus 2 touchdowns. Now, the running back situation between Moreno, Ball, and Hillman, a little bit different. I mean, a lot of teams have 1 and 1A. They actually have that three-headed monster in the backfield. And Moreno, back in 2009 against the Giants, ran for almost 90 yards and a score.
And again, you talk about the three-headed monster, Paul. Their offense is so balanced because you never know what they're going to do. I mean, going back to last year, you know, what they had, you know, Willis McGahee and some of these other guys. When you start to cover the guys and take the safeties out, that's when they start running the football. So it all creates balance, and you have number 18, a quarterback, that's going to be another dangerous weapon.
On defense, Miller suspended. Dumervil is gone to Baltimore. But you know what? Your former teammate in San Diego, Sean Phillips, had 2.5 sacks last week.
Yeah, Sean Phillips, he's a sack master. He wants to get sacks. He's here on a 1-year deal. He's here to prove that he's going to get paid what he deserves at the end of the year. But, again, a John Fox defense is predicated on creating pressure at the line of scrimmage, good job of the interior defensive tackles, and then you can send the blitzes and make it a defensive ball game.
As always, good stuff, Roman. Don't forget, at halftime, it's the Hall of Fame ceremony honoring Bill Parcells and all of the Giants' living past Hall of Famers. It's going to be fun on Sunday. Until next time, I'm Paul Tutino for Roman Oben. We'll see you right here on MSG.